Kelly McKeithen here from the Bryan Police Department. So what's on the plate for today?
Well, one of our biggest events that we have coming up, it's a new event, Pink Heels. We talked about it last week. We wanted to remind everybody it's not tomorrow, but it is next Wednesday, October 24th at the Lowe's parking lot from 5 to 8. We're partnering with the Bryan Fire Department to raise awareness for all women's cancer. It's also a near and dear subject to me. My sister is battling cancer at the moment, and I will be there. We are selling shirts at $15 in advance. If you want to go to a website, www.protectbfd.org, or you can pay $20 at the event, and that will help. The extra $5 helps the Guardian of the Ribbons pay for their gas money because they're bringing down the pink ambulances and fire trucks and police car for us to sign. So, looking forward to that event. We're going to have refreshments and activities for the kids and trick-or-treat bags and some tips on Halloween safety.
And again, this is next week.
Next Wednesday, October 24th.
All right.
Also coming up is a Guns N' Hoses blood drive. We want your blood. It's almost Halloween. Matter of fact, it's the day before Halloween, October 30th. We are having a blood drive. It's a friendly competition between the police department and the fire department. So please come out, sign up on the fire department. The police department sheet. What am I trying to do? I'm giving away our competition.
You're going to lose your job.
I'm trying to help my competition. I know. Sign up for the police department. That will be 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 300 South Texas Avenue. That's the administration building, the one with the deer in front. If you'll go into that building, go down to the basement and give your blood. I mean, we're trying to save some people's lives. So the Gulf Coast Regional Blood Donor Center comes and helps us with that. So the other thing I wanted to discuss was Nixle.com. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Yes. Are you signed up for it?
Yes.
Good. I'm proud of you. It is technically, you know how A&M has their code maroon, what do they call it? Code maroon?
Yes.
This is our code blue. If you can go up onto the website, it's www.nixle.com, and sign up. Takes literally less than 5 minutes to sign up. We do not share your information. It is a free service, and you will get any kind of updates from us that are pertinent to emergency situations or if road closures, stuff like that. You know, if there's an accident and we're shutting down Highway 6, we can send that out to you.
Would that have been something I don't recall now, Saturday night, for instance, with the Reds Festival? Would that have been an application for that, perhaps?
I actually almost sent something out on that, but at that point, there was some change up in our discussion, so we were like, it wasn't going to be as serious as we thought it was, so I pulled back on that and just posted to the Facebook.
Which is what we're talking about is Saturday night when the rain hit, it could have been worse than that, and that's what the initial plans were.
Right. We were in touch with the National Weather Service down in our command center, and we knew about what had happened over near Caldwell with the tornadoes, and we were anticipating some very dangerous situations, and I was about to put that out, but then the National Weather Service told us it was not going to be as bad in Bryan. We were just going to get a lot of rain and lightning and high winds, so we were setting up shelter areas for people to go to.
Did folks pretty well behave then during that part of Reds as well as the rest of the weekend?
Oh, yeah. From my understanding, everything went really well. They went into when the weather hit, they hit the local patrons and decided to watch the football game. So it worked out for everybody.
And then with the rain taking place today, how has that affected the excavation that began yesterday?
I think it put a... no pun intended here, a damper on things. I believe they were out there a little bit today, and they will probably resume tomorrow.
All right. Anything else on the agenda?
Well, traffic locations, I can give you some of those. Traffic guys are going to be out at 1800 Briarcrest this week, which is right there in front of Bryan High, and also at 2100 East WJB, right there in front of the new post office. So make sure you slow down. They're definitely enforcing traffic laws in those areas.
And particularly the Briarcrest location, not only because of the school traffic, but because of the road construction.
Road construction, it's also a very high accident location.
All right, very good. You mentioned the Facebook page, too. Let me put you on the spot.
Oh, okay.
Where's the Facebook page?
If you go to Facebook and search City of Bryan Police Department, it should come up there. You'll see the little logo. There's a whole bunch of them that pop up. I had trouble finding it the first time. But our logo is a little round circle with a star in the middle. It says City of Bryan across the top.
All right, very good. Kelly McKeithen, Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.